Our next item is Fenwick Gateway preliminary commercial site plan on Route 1.
This is a commercial site plan for a three-story mixed-use building located on 12,956 square feet. The site is in C1. 1,200 square feet of retail area on the first floor. 2,122 square feet of storage on the second, and two apartments on the third floor. There's 10 parking spaces that are required, and 12 have been provided. Due to the size of the parcel, 9 spaces are located within the 60-foot front yard setback. The setbacks for buildings meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. Ingress and egress to the sites off of Lighthouse Road. There's also an ingress only off of Route 1. Currently, there's 2 entrances off of Route 1, but Del Dot's requiring one of them to be closed. Central water and sewer are provided. There's not any wetlands on the site. If you do grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Thanks to 5 points to...
This is the old pop-up site, I believe.
Setback change on the commercial part.
The intersection of 1 and 54.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fenwick Shores is back.
Shane, approximately what is the extent of the encroachment by the 9 parking spaces?
Well, Mr. Smith, you got a lot that's 78 feet deep with a 60-foot
yeah.
front setback.
Oh, okay. So it's entirety.
That's right. Kind of long and short of it.
Go right out to it.
I don't have to back it up. Say 9?
9 of them, yeah. You know, in that regard, I know the commission is, I assume then they'll need some kind of a waiver. Is that, yeah. I know the commission has wrestled with that issue a lot. And just as a point of debate or suggestion for you all to consider, if you're inclined to approve it, would be possibly some modification that would require it to be at least 15 or 25 feet back, that the there be curbing between the parking area and the road, and there be landscaping if the waiver is granted.
Well, let me ask a question. The buildings are actually in the setback. Are they not? Buildings are in your 60-foot setback.
If you're looking at the setback, it's from Lighthouse Road. That's actually the front.
That's front.
Not from Route 1?
There's a deck on the first floor level that encroaches 5 feet into the setbacks.
Which is allowed in any district.
Which is permitted.
Say that again. Which is permitted. What do you mean?
A deck at the first floor level is
yeah.
allowed to encroach 5 feet into the setbacks.
Okay. Yeah. That, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, so what we have is we've got the Lighthouse Road is actually designated as the front yard.
Yes.
The front.
Oh, okay.
There's not only 4 and 5 there. This is this corner.
And that entrance will stay as it is.
5 there.
No change at all.
Not to Lighthouse Road.
Is it going to block off?
At that point, Lighthouse Road can't be much more than 250, 300 feet in length, with dead end. I don't see these parking spaces being problematic at that point. I think it'd be more so if they were on Route 1.
I think you have a parcel that was likely was created quite some time ago that is now subject to a requirement that wasn't anticipated at the time it was created. Uh-huh. And I think some consideration might be due, but what do the rest of you think?
I've probably been by there in the summer at the gas station. You don't know if they're actually pulled into the blacktop service or if they're still in the right of way.
Yeah, I know. It's not good. Mr. Counts, what was your, you were saying that you thought there might have to be some...
Well, just looking at some of the information that I'd sent you on earlier about parking.
Right.
In Worcester County, for example, they allow parking in the front setback at least 15 feet from the road, and require that there be curbing or buffering between the spaces and the road. For example, on Route 9, there's a new commercial structure that's being built, and the driveway is front, or the parking lot is fronting on Route 9, and just the other day I saw somebody pulling out straight out of the parking lot onto the road across the landscape soil, across the soil. So if there were some kind of curbing or buffering, and that that there be a grass or low shrubs or ornamental trees or something between the road and the parking area. In Kent County, they allow it, but restrict it to no more than one-third or at least 25 feet of the required setback. So just to give you some ideas on how to deal with the issue.
Looks like on this one, though, there's going to be curbing all the way down Route 1. I mean, there's the entrance is going to be sort of a combined entrance between this property and the
right. The
one to the south. And so the main entrance is going to be on Lighthouse Road without anybody being able to back in and out.
Well, it would seem to me that the...
back in and out onto the road.
Could be accomplished by simply requiring it to be curbed on the interior side on the property line. And then you have essentially created a landscape area on the right of way. I mean, doesn't belong to the property, but as far as the backing over and into the road part of that would solve that problem, perhaps.
I don't know if DLDOT's looked at this one yet or not. We do have people here present.
Invite them up to enlighten us a bit. So, Mr. Bunning or whomever.
My name is Clinton Bunning. I'm the owner.
Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel.
And we'd like to submit some pictures and drawings of what it's going to be, what it is now, to help you out a little bit.
Take all the help we can get.
Now, but it will be.
Basically, the existing drawings that I passed out show that I was not responsible for that, Mr. Wheatland.
Were you the creator of this?
No, I take no responsibility for that.
Some familiarity with your firm. I bet I can find out. I do know at least one person would be interested in seeing this. I'm going to keep this, I think. Thank you.
Please show that. Mr. Clinton has was definitely responsible for that. Okay. The existing pictures I showed, shows that there's two existing entrances out on Route 1, and everything, there's not even a defined way to get out on Route 1, and what I have done is talk to DLDOT. We are closing the entrance closest to the intersection, which they definitely do support, as well as we are curbing from the other entrance that will remain the same on Route 1. We are running curbing around Route 1, so to really determine, someone cannot pull out from the parking lot. Based on the parking lot requirements of your 10x20s and your 24 foot wide access, to really pull back 15 feet, we couldn't do it. There's no way to do it. But trying to work with the existing conditions, as you can see, it is a mess, and we are definitely improving what's out there right now. As well as the building. Half of the building's in the setbacks off of Lighthouse. The proposed building will be within the setbacks. And, of course, you have a color rendering that Mr. Bunning provided that shows what the building will look like.
Commissioners, my goal and what I bring to you every time is try to improve a property or improve the county. this property, as you look at it, is a mess. We're going to decrease the amount of trips to this property. We voluntarily eliminated one access that had both ingress and egress within 25 feet of that light sitting there. My great-grandfather actually had the opportunity to buy all of Fenwick Island for $36,000 and chose not to, and I wish he had, because I'd like to improve a lot of Fenwick Island. But our goal, that's what our goal is. That's why you see the building that is there in front of you. And I think people will be proud to see what we turn it into.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
May I ask a question?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would it be possible to put bumper blocks along the four lots fronting on Route 1? It would
be 6-inch vertical curve, which curve, is going to use... There's curve along here.
Okay.
So basically, it's going to be used for the same purpose.
But is the lot at the top of the curb?
You're going to have a 6-inch from the pavement to the top of the curb.
Can you drive off of the lot over the curb?
I guess you could if you wanted to.
Your front.
Somebody in a Hummer could drive straight off the lot onto the road. Well, but then you would be going up and over it as opposed to driving straight off, is the point I'm getting.
The question is,
can you put a bumper there in addition to the curb? The answer is yes.
Yes.
So there we go. Not a problem, and I see what you're talking about.
And you're talking with DelDOT, they talk about sidewalks. You're going to be required to sidewalk.
On the front?
On the curb. The curb at Route 1 back to the property line.
This would be, basically, from this intersection around, would be concrete.
All concrete. Yeah, that's
five feet.
That's what it appeared to be.
There will be a grass strip in there, but, very
nice. But will there be a sidewalk in there?
Yes.
A DelDOT.
Within that 5 foot.
A DelDOT required.
Within this, within the right of way.
I don't think the bumpers are an issue, are they?
Mr. Robertson, could this be approved as a preliminary with the, instead of the final approval being subject to the staff receiving all agency approval, could it be approved as a preliminary coming back to the commission with some of these concerns about parking addressed on a resubmitted site plan?
I'm not sure there's any.
And the only thing that I think would be different would be the indication of parking bumpers on the plan. I don't think there's been any, at least not at this point, unless you are suggesting that they create an additional setback. But I think it would be kind of a bit of a hardship. And gentlemen, I want to just remind you that, of course, a picture is worth 1,000 words. You see that what this place is now, it's dangerous, and it's just not good at all. And this isn't certainly a higher and better use. It does have some issues, but I think perhaps we should consider accommodating them this time because of what we're dealing with. When you look at it first by itself, my knee-jerk reaction was, well, here we go again, 10 pounds of potatoes, 5-pound bag, and so on. But when you look at it in the context of what's there now and what the what else could be there, I mean, so, that place could continue to operate like it is, as long as it's a convenience store, could stay that way for another 20 or 30 years, so.
And keeping in mind that the parking ordinance does give the commission the flexibility.
Right, and we have, and it's within our purview. I mean, okay. So I'm thinking in this instance it might be warranted, but I'm just one guy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, with that in mind, my motion for Fenwick Gateway as preliminary is for approval with consideration to be given to parking bumpers in the north side parking spaces. And the waiver for those 9 parking spaces to be located within the 60-foot front yard setback.
Mr. Smith, you can require those parking bumpers. I mean, not just consideration. If you want those parking bumpers there, you certainly
can. And they'll be required.
That you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Final approval subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals and the
correct
appearance,
yes,
of the parking bumpers?
Yes. And the appearance of the parking bumpers on the final site plan.
Okay.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Fenwick Gateway commercial site plan as a preliminary with final approval
by the staff, subject to receipt of all permits and a verification of the revised site plan that it does in fact show the parking bumpers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.